Depicting the Invisible, Portraits of Veterans Suffering from PTSD, shares the experiences of veterans with more than a dozen 6-foot by 6-foot works on canvas. Each one combines a photograph, paint, collage, and text to tell the story. Previously on display in New York, Florida, Washington, D.C., and Tennessee, the exhibition opens Saturday, April 3rd at the National Veterans Memorial and Museum in Columbus. Artist Susan J. Barron spent 2 years collecting the stories of veterans, but she almost walked away from the project when tragedy struck.
One particular veteran, Damon Ziegler, right before the show was going to open up in New York City, I got a call from his mother that he committed suicide. So that was a very dark time for me. And the other veterans reached out to me and said, you can't walk away. This is why you're doing this project, because this happens 22 times every day. This is just the first time you knew somebody that this happened to. We know hundreds of people. This is why you're doing it, and this is why we gave you our stories, because these stories have to be told. That really redirected me back into this project 110%.
Rena, another veteran in the series, shared the story of being raped by a star soldier and how she felt that no one would believe her. Barron reads the rest of Rena's story.
I am sworn to do my duty as a medic, but I cannot bear to save this guy who raped me. The worst part of our society is that we don't believe women when they come forward. Why would we want to make up something so bad about ourselves? Of course they're not lying. An incredibly brave, incredibly powerful woman telling her truth. I look at her portrait as the intersection of veteran service and the Me Too movement. And we just have to encourage more women to come forward and tell their stories. It's the only way that we can really put a stop to military sexual trauma.
Barron notes that PTSD takes various forms and presents different symptoms and challenges for each individual veteran. She's found that most feel forgotten or invisible when they return home. Lieutenant General Michael Ferriter, president and CEO of the National Veterans Memorial and Museum in Columbus, agrees and says veterans long for a connection to others.
This disconnectedness reveals itself in many different ways. And sometimes it's just they're in the workplace, they come to work, they do their thing, and they go home. All the while they're thinking, God, no one here understands. Other veterans are homeless, and they're not connected to anyone. Other veterans have had challenges and split up with their families. So the number one thing that we can do, all of us, is to reach out, find a veteran, those even in your family, and just, you know, give them a call. I called a guy this morning and said, hey, give me a sit rep, which means situation report. Give me a sit rep and tell me how you're doing. Because they probably want a friend and comrade and a good listener more than they want the solution right then.
Barron hopes her work sparks that connection for viewers on an emotional level, but also a practical one.
I hope it can inspire people to step up and make a difference. There's a lot of organizations out there that are doing a lot of great work, and I know that many of them are listed as part of this exhibition. So people who might go through this exhibition who need help, they can call, and people who want to make a difference can donate or volunteer.
The portraits are also helping other veterans who are struggling. Barron shares an example from one of the earlier showings.
A young man was walking around and reading every single portrait. And then he was told that I was the artist, and he came over to me and he was very emotional. And he said, you know, I've been having really dark thoughts. And I went this morning to the VA and I told them I'm having thoughts of suicide. I don't know what to do. And they basically said to me, look, the only thing I can do is lock you up in the psych ward. You look like a nice kid. I don't want to have to do that to you. You know, call back on Monday, kind of a response. He said that he got into the taxi and he heard an ad on NPR for my show. And he just felt that somehow God was telling him to go see that show. And he was really, really moved by it. And at that time, the founder of Freedom Fighters Outdoors was with me viewing the show. and I introduced them, and she said, you're not alone anymore. You have a family. And, you know, he got hooked up with Freedom Fighters Outdoors, and the gallery owner said to me, I've had a lot of shows here, but I never had a show that I saw save a life before.
How'd that make you feel, Susan?
You know, I once had a painting professor that said, you only have a certain amount of painting that you can make in your lifetime. So make everyone make a difference. And so I feel like that's what I keep trying to do, make a difference.
Depicting the Invisible, Portraits of Veterans Suffering from PTSD will be at the National Veterans Memorial and Museum in Columbus through January 2nd. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.